The pandemic has closed doors across Indianapolis. We need to stay home. So naturally, we want to get out. Besides, it's spring and the weather is beautiful. I'm here at Fort Harrison State Park in Indianapolis with my two children, Veronica and Max. Being cooped up with kids makes spending time in nature seem extra imperative. But there are many questions about what you can and cannot do at parks. From city parks to state parks, the rules are changing weekly and modifications are being made because there have been concerns about park usage, mainly overcrowding. Just this past weekend, Indy Park's Eagle Creek Park closed its gates to vehicle traffic. The previous weekend saw about 4,000 cars drive into the park, way more than normal, and difficult to manage social distancing restrictions. All four city dog parks are now also closed. Trails are tricky. Indy Park says their 135 miles of trails are open. Here at Fort Bend, a DNR property, most of the trails are open. Two are closed, so-called high-impact trails, where it's difficult to social distance. Most of the trails at Turkey Run, Shades, and Clifty Falls are closed. For the most part, people on trails should stay 6 feet apart, and if someone is trying to pass, get off the path and out of the way to the best of your ability. Also, warn people if you're going to pass. Same goes for sidewalks. In the city parks like Eagle Creek, you can walk or bike in, have someone drop you off. You can also walk in the open spaces or hike on the open trails. Can I mow the grass, do yard work, go fishing? You can be outside working in the yard as much as you like. As for fishing, DNR properties still allow fishing and boating. You'll of course have to use all of your own equipment. Playgrounds at city parks have been closed for weeks, but we receive questions about playgrounds at local churches and schools. Can kids play on these? No. If the place is closed, the playground is closed. The virus can easily survive on these surface areas. Of course, you can break the rules pretty easily, and we've heard from Indy Parks that this is happening. A few weeks ago, Indy Parks closed all basketball and a few other types of courts. Soon after, people were removing the boards that blocked the balls to play. All family centers, indoor facilities, shelters, tennis courts, and golf courses are closed at Indy Parks. This has prompted some anger from Marion County residents because some of the donut counties are allowing golfing and tennis with restrictions. The issue was posed to Marion County Public Health Director Virginia Kane recently, who said decisions were being constantly reviewed and could be altered, especially as areas open back up to the public. Director at Indy Parks Linda Broadfoot told me that a good rule to follow is, if the parking lot is crowded, try another of the city's more than 200 parks. Unfortunately, many of those do not have trails, but can provide green space. She suggests spreading out a blanket for a picnic lunch instead of sitting at a picnic table. We've also received questions about when campgrounds will open up again. Will pools be open or summer camps still on? Those questions are still unanswered. For the most part, people are encouraged to follow CDC guidelines, distancing, wear a mask, don't go to the park if you feel sick, and be prepared for limited or no access to restrooms. And most importantly,
stay safe.
For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.